Broadcasting live from the Buckhead Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Legal Experts.
All right, Buckhead, Rich Casanova here for Buckhead Business Radio Studio, but this is our first ever after hours for our Atlanta Legal Experts, which is we call affectionately AL Radio, and we're doing something different. We're just going to do a little snippets and a little quick conversation with some folks, some attorneys and other professionals in the legal field here this evening in our studio for our after hours event. And obviously we have our talent in the studio here this morning. Normally we do a morning show. This evening, Emily Rao. So who do you have in the guest in our studio this morning?
Thank you, Rich.
This evening.
Yes, tonight I have Benjamin Fink with Berman Fink Van Horn. I have Laura Reese with Reese Law, and I have Dora Rain with Rain Growth Partners, and we're so glad to have you. Thank you so much for coming to my event and supporting the new radio show. So I'm going to start with you, Benjamin Fink. So tell me, give me a quick backstory. Where'd you come from? How'd you get to where you are now?
I'm originally from New Jersey. I came to Atlanta 25 years ago. I've been here ever since. Came for law school at Emory and met my wife in law school and decided to stay.
Great.
Good answer. That's a great start. Good answer, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have to clap for that one?
Yeah, no, we'll wait. We'll edit the applause in later. Yeah.
Okay, so what about practicing law is the biggest challenge? And also, what do you like best about practicing law?
I'll start with the second question first.
Okay.
What I like is I work with businesses and business owners, and I love helping them solve the challenges they have in their business. Most of what I do is litigation, a lot in the non-compete and trade secrets arena. And so when they've got a problem where an employee has left and taken information or done things they're not supposed to do, mm-hmm. helping them solve that problem and better their business is really something I enjoy. I also like learning about my clients' businesses. While my industry is the legal industry, I love learning about all of the different types of businesses out there and how various companies are making money and doing things that are good for business in Atlanta.
Awesome.
I guess as far as challenges, finding good people, just like any business, yeah. finding good people is our biggest challenge.
All to about help. The talent, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you kind of mentioned your area of law, so I won't ask that. And then basically just tell our listeners the best way to connect with you.
Sure. My email address is bfink@bfv, B as in boy, F as in Frank, V as in Victor, bfvlaw.com. And we also have a blog. It's www.georgianoncompete.com and also georgiatradesecrets.com.
Wow.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you.
My pleasure. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for being our first guest on AL After Hours. And we have two other guests here.
And I'm going to introduce Laura Reese with Reese Law. So tell me, Laura, right into the mic, how did you get into your field of law?
Well, I grew up always wanting to help people. I wasn't sure exactly how I wanted to help people, but that came to fruition throughout college and then into law school, and decided to help injured people. Insurance companies and big business, they have a lot of teams working on their side. They have their developers and their marketers. Mm-hmm. And individuals don't have a lot of people on their team. And so when I help injured people in workers' compensation actions, which is what I do exclusively now and specialize in, I create a team for them. We have a full staff at Reese Law, from case managers to paralegals to myself, and we manage our clients' medical treatment. We make sure that we have timely claim reporting and filing, and we're completely paperless. So we're able to get the documents to the doctors and to the court in an efficient and timely fashion. I've been practicing workers' comp in Midtown Atlanta for 11 years.
Oh, good.
And now my business is 100% workers' comp and 100% dedicated to the injured worker. So we're glad to announce that after 10 years.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're putting Dunder Mifflin, the paper company, out of business then, right? If you're completely paperless.
Dunder Mifflin.
Right, and putting the shredding companies in business,
oh,
right?
Wow, nice.
So what is your biggest challenge and what do you like most about practicing law?
Gosh, I love what I do every day. You get to help people. And not only helping people get back on their feet, but helping them create the life that they want, really. Our legal system, the only way to compensate people in an injury case is financially. And fortunately, we can turn some of that financial things and give them ideas on how to get on with their life or how to restructure their career if they're unable to go back into that same field due to their injury. So in addition to handling their claim from inception through hearing, through resolution, through settlement, we also try to guide them in the right direction. I have many clients who have come back years later and have turned their settlement, you know, into an education or into a successful business. And they're contacting me asking for a business attorney to help them create a corporation, or they're binding their own workers' comp insurance.
That's great. Well, tell our listeners the best way to connect with you.
Right. I'm in Midtown Atlanta. My website is www.reeslaw.com. That's R-E-I-S-L-A-W.com. And my phone number is 404-876-4200. And we're available 24 hours a day.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, you're available after hours right now. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. call right now. Right, exactly. We have a live operator
we're
helping you.
The calls, yeah. The phone's ringing off the hook. I don't know where our phone is, but yeah, if we had one, it'd be ringing off the hook, yeah. And we have a final guest here for this segment.
Dora Rain, thank you for being here with Rain Growth Partners. Tell me a little bit of your backstory. Go ahead.
Well, my company's called Rain Growth Partners and the Rain Growth Business System. And I started in corporate America several years ago, and I was a COO of 12 companies, the largest healthcare organization in Mississippi. I had a boss that was mogul. She said, I have 6 businesses I need you to start for me. I want you to start duplicating one of the hospices. So we made her the number one hospice in the state of Mississippi. And so I worked with her and her family building to 12 companies. So I learned how to duplicate businesses. I learned how to create systems within a system. And that tale dealing with the lawyers, which are here, I learned a lot about law in that juncture. So with finishing with them, came here and they found me. So I'm building companies for them now here. And they'll be looking for lawyers. I have many in the room. And so my company deals with helping sole proprietors and self-employed professionals duplicate their current business model that want to launch locally and want to launch statewide, but also helping them balance family and home. A lot of my clients have these great visions, but in the midst, they end up losing their family. I'm totally family-oriented, so my thing is working with them on that. So I work with clients that say, you know what, Dora, I want to work with you directly. So they have VIP day with me. Some of them say, I want to work maybe with you, but then also do it online. I said, that sounds great. So I developed an entire system that's online, that's a school.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow. So VIP day, did we get, what was that again, VIP? What?
That's a VIP day. My clients are with me from 9 a.m.
Can I get one here, Emily? Whatever. Crown Office Suites, that sounds great.
Right.
All right. So,
so go ahead and tell our listeners the best way to connect with you.
Or a challenge. Do you have
a challenge
or what you enjoy most about your business?
I love
you kind of talked about what you enjoy, but what's your challenge?
The challenge is the ideal client. A lot of people don't realize you have to invest in yourself. You have to be willing to put the money into yourself to go to that next level. Now, realizing my clients are stressed, and my thing is I help make their systems automated that they can work from their iPad or their cell phones, and letting them realize you can go automated and take hands off and trust your system. And so that's the biggest challenge.
Cool. Sounds good to me.
Okay, now you can tell us how people can connect with you.
They can connect with me, www.rainegrowthpartners.com. And you can reach me by phone, 678-920-7881, extension 0.
Thank you so much. Well, this is awesome. I'm so glad to be here.
Me too, yeah. I stepped away just to take a photo real quick. But there you have it. All right, Rich Casanova here back at Buckhead Business Radio X Studios, and we're featuring a special episode, what we're calling ALE for Atlanta Legal Experts After Hours Radio, and we have our host here this evening joining us, Emily Rowell, and so you have some great guests here. You're going to hear a few minutes of each.
Yes, thank you so much. We have Regina Matthews with us, David Mayer, and Benin Brown. I didn't want to get that wrong. I apologize. So, Regina Matthews, attorney at law, thank you so much for being here. And you're actually one of our clients in our Midtown location.
I am, and thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. I do have an office in Midtown location with Crown Office Suites.
Nice. And go ahead and tell me a little bit, about 30 seconds, backstory. How did you get to where you are today?
Well, I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois. Go Bulls. I migrated to Atlanta to attend law school at Emory, and got a great job after law school and decided to make this my home.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. What area of law are you practicing?
I primarily practice in the areas of criminal defense and family law.
Okay. And tell me, what's your biggest challenge in your day-to-day business, and then also what you like best about your practice?
Yes, great. I will start with what I like best, and that is helping people through difficult situations. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in the area of criminal law and in the area of family law, I'm able to really help people get through times that maybe they've never seen themselves having to deal with. And it could be really, obviously, very difficult. Mm-hmm. So I do get some joy in knowing that I'm helping people through those difficult times. Mm-hmm. In the same vein, that could be really my challenge, because it's hard to not get personally invested with some of the clients.
Sure.
You know, both areas of the law being very emotional.
Right.
So that's, I would say, was my biggest challenge.
Well, thank you. And we're so glad you're here. And just tell our listeners the best way to connect with you.
Yes, I can be reached at rjmatthewslaw@gmail.com. My website is www.reginajmatthewsllc.com. And my phone number is 404-885-6655.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we have David Mayer here. He is the Director of Operations for the Georgia Lawyers for the Arts.
Hi, Emily. Thanks
Welcome.
For having me.
Absolutely. So tell me, how did you get to where you are right now?
Well, I graduated from Emory University School of Law also last year. And I've been working this year with Georgia Lawyers for the Arts as a legal fellow and now one of the directors. Before that, I used to work in the film industry, actually.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And so basically, what does the GLA do?
Well, Georgia Lawyers for the Arts is a nonprofit that tries to help qualified artists find lawyers to help them with their legal issues. Usually it's we also help arts organizations find lawyers for various issues, employment issues that affect the arts organizations. And we deal with copyright issues and trademark issues that artists face every day.
Oh, that's interesting.
We also help run seminars regularly on legal topics that artists might find interesting.
Awesome. Okay, so tell us, what's something that's challenging about what you do?
It's always interesting to try to find the right artist the right lawyer to help them with their particular issue. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we've gotten very good at over the years.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. And tell our listeners the best way to connect with you.
Absolutely. They can always call our offices at 404-873-3911. We're online at glarts.org. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, you can follow us at @GLA_arts.
We'd
be happy to help out any artists out there. And we're also always looking for attorneys who are willing to volunteer their time.
Sure. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. So we have Mr.
Benin
Brown, the digital media specialist for Atlanta's John Marshall Law School.
Oh, okay. I've heard of John Marshall. Yeah.
They're
going to be on maybe a future show we've been talking about. Yeah. Nice.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's all because of Benin. And I got it right. Thank you,
you
so much.
Right.
Just keep practicing. That's the rule. Number one rule radio. Yeah.
So tell me real quick your backstory there.
Okay. Well, I'm one of the few that was actually born here in Atlanta and raised here. So I'm one of the few. Born and raised in Atlanta. Went to school in Atlanta at Morehouse and, you know, pretty much stayed here. I did old school marketing.
Okay.
So I started doing that in the late 90s. And then afterwards, I started learning about the internet, and I went to school, went back to school to learn more about internet marketing. So I got a master's degree in internet marketing from Full Sail, and then I've been doing a lot of internet marketing for lawyers. I worked for a lawyer marketing agency before coming here, and now I work for Atlanta's law, John Marshall School of Law.
Awesome, awesome. That's so great. So what do you like best about what you do?
Well, I like letting prospective students know about what we do, and and I really enjoy online marketing. I enjoy digital, and it's just a good feeling to be able to help folks learn more about the school, especially, you know, individuals who may not have known about us, you know, because we are in Atlanta, but there are still, you know, a good bit of folks who haven't really heard of Atlanta's John Marshall Law School yet.
Right. And about, like, the biggest challenge, there is one?
Well,
it doesn't sound like
Well, I'm still sort of getting the hang of the role. Yeah. I'm about 2 months into it. Yeah, maybe in a couple of months I'll be able to have you better.
Give it some time. Yeah, well, if you don't find any challenges, we'll help you. We'll find some for you. Yeah.
Okay, so tell our listeners the best way to connect with you.
Okay, we're online. Our website is www.johnmarshall.edu, and we're also on Twitter at AtlantaJMLS, and we're also on Facebook as Atlanta's John Marshall Law School.
Awesome. Thank you for being here.
You're very welcome.
So, Emily, what do you think? After hours?
This
is fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I could do this all the time.
Me too, whatever. Yeah. So, we're going to do another episode in a moment. And thanks again for joining us for AL After Hours Radio. We'll see you in a few minutes.